USA News. I'm Lou Flores. Millions are under winter weather alerts as more snow hits parts of the western United States. More snow fell in the mountains of California on Sunday. Recent winter snowstorms that slammed Southern California prompted a state of emergency in more than a dozen counties late last week and have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Meanwhile, a storm system is expected to bring snow and rain to areas in and around the Great Lakes this week, affecting cities like Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Detroit. It's likely to weaken and move toward the northeast, leading to possible rain in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York today. Investors will be listening closely to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell when he testifies on Capitol Hill this week.
Powell will testify tomorrow before the Senate Banking Committee, then return Thursday for the House Financial Services Panel. The Fed chair routinely briefs lawmakers twice a year. Look for key several financial reports, including factory orders today, trade balance and job openings tomorrow, jobless claims on Thursday, then Friday, the February unemployment rate. January's rate was 3.4%, the lowest since 1969, a number for which President Biden was quick to take credit. I'm Rich Johnson.
A Florida man seems to be okay after spending about 8 hours in the Gulf of Mexico waiting for help. The Coast Guard says a crew from St. Petersburg found the 22-year-old in the water Saturday near Edmont Key. He had apparently been dragged by a barge. He was taken to the hospital but was alert and conscious. The Coast Guard says he's in stable condition. A dedication ceremony will be held honoring the man known for Bleeding Dodger Blue. The event comes after a portion of the Santa Ana Freeway was named in memory of Tommy Lasorda. The ceremony gets underway this morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and will be taking place at James Carter Field in Fullerton, where the Dodgers manager lived for many years. The stretch of the five, known as the Tommy Lasorda Memorial Highway, runs from Ball Road in Anaheim to the 91 Riverside Freeway in Winter Park. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Wizards are adding a player from down under. According to ESPN, Washington is signing Sidney Kings forward Xavier Cooks to a deal through the 2023-24 season. The MVP of the National Basketball League in Australia will be joining the Wizards as soon as the Kings complete play in the NBA Finals this week. Cooks will become the fifth player in 5 years to make the leap from the NBL to the NBA. A veteran offensive lineman is returning for his 17th NFL season. Jets left tackle Dwayne Brown's agent told ESPN that the five-time Pro Bowler is coming back after undergoing recent surgery to repair a torn left rotator cuff. The Phillies are welcoming their star slugger to spring training this week. Bryce Harper announced he'll be joining the team in Clearwater, Florida on Wednesday. The 30-year-old said, "It's going to be a different game, of course, especially with myself and a lot of guys that have been playing for a long time." Harper says he'll need to adapt to the pitch clock and looks forward to seeing his progression at the plate. A White Sox player is escaping discipline from Major League Baseball relating to a domestic violence complaint. Mike Clevenger will be avoiding any fine or suspension from the league after it concluded its findings on Sunday. MLB released a statement outlining the investigation, which included interviews of more than 15 individuals, along with a review of thousands of electronic communications records. The pitcher was accused of domestic violence by the mother of one of his children back in January. The complaint alleged Clevenger injured the woman after he threw an iPad at her while pregnant and strangled her. Clevenger agreed to treatment and domestic violence board recommendations going forward.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.